We're going to move into meditation now. So I invite you just to close your eyes, to get comfortable into your seats. We're going to do a sound meditation today. And so Julie and our band are going to start with a chant. Then we're going to move into a sound experience. We'll have a bit of silence, and then we'll continue with our chant. But as you are in your meditation, I ask you to bring your awareness to your breath. And any time that you feel your mind or your thoughts drifting away, just bring it back to your breath. And as we are focusing on the sound today, I want you to keep in mind that sound has healing vibrations. And I want you to feel that healing in your being. Feel the healing light in the vibrations and the sound in the room today.
Resting in the breath of God, I know that all is well. The joy of God is joy in me, and resting in the joy of God, I know that all is well. The love of God is love in me, and resting in the love of God, I know that all is well. The breath of God is breathing me, and resting in the breath of God, I know that all is well. I know that all is well. God is breathing me and resting in the breath of God. I know that all is well. The joy of God is joy in me and resting in the joy of God. I know that all is well. The love of God is love in me and resting in the love of God. I know that all is well. The breath of God is breathing me and resting in the breath of God. I know that all is well. I know that all is well.
Good morning. Thank you, Reverend Amber and music team for, wow, what a wonderful space to step into for this. So these two board members are standing outside the church on Sunday and talking about the new minister, and one asked the other, so what do you think about this new minister? And the other one says, you know, I really like her. She's great. She's making some changes that are great. You know, our giving is up. Our engagement is up. We got new members coming. It just looks, everything's great. You know, but there is this one thing that kind of bothered me. I don't really understand. And it just seems like she's given the same message every week. And the other member says, yeah, I noticed that too. I'm a little concerned about that. Maybe we should talk to her. So they go and they speak to her and they say, excuse us, Reverend Amber, but no, not this Amber. It's just a coincidence. The minister in this story also had the same name. They say, excuse us, minister. We just want to let you know how happy we are with you. Things are great. We really are glad you're here. Looking forward to, you know, what comes in the future and all of that. Just one thing we're a little confused about. We're wondering if you could help us understand. And she said, what's that? And they said, well, it kind of seems like you're given the same message every week. And she looks at me, she says, and? And they're like, well, we're just kind of wondering how long you're going to keep giving this same message every Sunday. She pauses for a second, looks at him and says, until you get it. That being said, I'm back to talk about awakening. So I'll just do a quick sort of review of what we talked about last time, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the how, because that's what I had promised. And so awakening is really a lot more simple than what most of us realize. It's really just remembering our true nature. It's recognizing, recognizing, which simply means to remember again, our true nature, which is consciousness, which is the fundamental nature of the universe. That's what God is. That's what it all is consciousness. Think of it as awareness, a little more tangible, I think. And awakening is not a mystical experience. It's not the property of any religion. It's simply that. It's just simply awareness. It's just simply being aware of the present moment, which is all we have. We get caught up in thinking about the past and the future, but it's all here. It's all here right now. That's all we have. So awakening is really just being aware in the present moment. An analogy is, you can think about a screen or a canvas, and your life is playing out on that canvas, right? our human character, all the stuff that's going on, our thoughts, our emotions, the other people, these relationships, all these things are happening on this canvas. And it's chaos, right? Our thoughts, our emotions, and it's always changing, always changing. Well, awareness, the canvas, just is. And it always is, and it's never changing. And it is peace and happiness and joy, tranquility, all of that that we know as the divine. That's what awareness is. And so it's just our fixation on our human character where we get clouded, I guess you could say, where we lose touch with this awareness is because we continue to identify with what's happening on there, that colorful, dramatic sort of stuff that's happening all the time. We're just fixated on that, and we forget that we're this. Right? Thankfully, we always have access to this. This never changes. Just like you think of it as the sun. The sun never stops shining. You know, rainy, cloudy day. You ever taken a flight on a rainy day and you get up above the clouds and all of a sudden you realize, oh, wow. Yeah, it's still here. So that awareness is always there. Still alert, in peace and in joy. This essential being can be accessed. When I say essential being, so I use a few words interchangeably. Consciousness, awareness, essential being, our true nature, right? Higher self, a lot of different words for it. But it can be accessed at any time simply through the cessation of thought. Not necessarily something easy to do, but it can be done with practice, and there are ways that you can get there at least for short periods of time. And we just have to stop that thought in order to experience a direct path to peace and happiness. And it's there for us anytime. One thing that helps is to remember that it's not a mental process, right? We're so used to everything as a mental process. We have to engage our thoughts. We have to think through it. We have to do all this. But this awareness is not a mental process. It's an experience. And it's sort of the opposite. It happens when we stop the mental process. And this is our true peace and happiness. We find peace and happiness on the screen, right? But it's constantly changing. This is our true peace and happiness, which is always there. Always has been and always will be. Unlike these other ways that we find peace and happiness through relationships, through objects, through experiences, things of that nature, those are all fleeting. It's this peace and happiness that's true and lasting. This is what Jesus referred to as a peace that passeth all understanding. And it's accessible, sometimes easier to access when we don't have a lot of trauma going on and we start doing some of this practice. But it's also accessible during times of crisis or during times of, great pain, emotional or physical pain even. So that's awakening, if you will, and consciousness and the challenges that we face as a human in getting caught up in our own egoic identities, right, in our minds. So how do we go about experiencing this more often for longer periods of time? Because we all experience it. You experience it. We just experienced it this morning, right? That's wonderful. So how do we do that more often? How do we do that throughout the day? How do we do that outside of whatever meditation practice we may or may not have. The beauty of this is you don't necessarily need a meditation practice. One of the things that I think kind of attracted me to this more so than a regular meditation practice is I couldn't ever do it. I just tried and tried and tried, but I just wasn't ever able to get to that constant 20-minute, 30-minute meditation, certain times a day, that sort of thing. It just doesn't really fit my personality. And so when I started discovering that you can actually have that in these moments, any moment throughout the day, I just found that that works certainly a lot better for me. So it really starts with the realization that most of you already have, and that is we are not the thinker, right? We're not the thoughts. And if this is a new concept to you, it helps to actually just sit and watch your thoughts and just be with them. And just that process in and of itself, you become to realize that, here I am, and here are these thoughts. I'm witnessing these thoughts, so evidently I'm not these thoughts, right? I'm the witness to these thoughts. This is what Wayne Dyer referred to as cultivate the observer. He was a huge advocate of that and spoke about it a lot. So we cultivate the observer. We listen to the voice in our head. Non-judging, right? That's one of the tricks, right? It's so easy, like, oh. Especially when I first started doing this as more of a regular practice, I'd be like, hey, Mark, you can't stay conscious for like 10 seconds, you know? Because I'd be like, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, da-da-da-da-da, and I'd catch myself, like, and then I realized, actually, this is a good thing. I'm conscious that I was unconscious. So instead of beating myself about being unconscious, I, you know, feel good about being conscious. So the biggest goal really is this disidentification with the mind. And that comes through this watching your thoughts, realizing you're not the thinker, and remembering you're the screen, you're the canvas, right? You're the awareness, not this human character that we all get caught up in, right? We can ground ourselves into presence in a lot of different ways. Like I said, through the cessation of thought, but most of us realize we can't really stop thought. It's going to come. But what we can do is observe it. And through the observation of it, typically, it will calm down. And it's also good to give yourself permission to know that when it doesn't calm down, that's okay. Because otherwise it gets worse, right? You're feeding it. So you learn to just observe, to not judge, to stay detached from it. And that's awareness. And as you do this, you'll catch yourself doing it more. And you'll remember to do it more. And you can create games for yourself. You can create times or specific activities to remind yourself. I need constant reminders. Jeanine will tell you. I got post-its everywhere. I got alarms on my phone. I've got, you know, reminders about my reminders. And so I found that if you delegate certain activities to this practice, it can be really helpful. Washing dishes. You don't really need to be thinking about all this other stuff, right? Just wash dishes. The shower is a pretty good one for a lot of us because you can feel that warmth on your back. You relax, you know, And I'll still find myself, rah, 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 rah. But it's a great place to remember when you walk in there to go set that intention. I'm going to be here now. I'm not going to feed this other stuff. I'm just going to be. I'm going to be with my thoughts. When you first get in your car, that's another really good one. Because, man, when I get in the car, my mind's going, and I'm, you know, thinking about all this other stuff. So that's another great opportunity to sit, maybe start your car, click your seatbelt, and then just take a big breath. If there's no emergency, you probably have 30 seconds, 2 minutes, right? Another thing is just a simple, you could consider it a meditation practice, but just getting in the habit of giving yourself 5 minutes to just sit with your thoughts and just be. And once again, not judge. Just be with them. Do that every day. Do it 2 or 3 times a day if you want. And you'll find that that's where you really start to understand yourself. That's really where you start to understand where your stuff still is, right? What you're fixated on. You can even watch the type of thoughts that you have. You know, the worrisome thoughts, thinking about the past, or worrisome thoughts, thinking about the future, I guess, and regret. You know, thinking about the past, dwelling on that. Or like myself, mine are mostly just entertaining thoughts. I'm just entertaining myself, you know, just blah, 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 blah. Which is, you know, kind of fun for a little while. But it's interfering in that moment with my awareness. Because I'm here in it instead of here. And when I pause and I'm here, I'm aware. And I have access to all that is. And I can enjoy creative, productive thought. Not all thought is bad. When I talk about this thought, you know, this crazy, chaotic thought, I'm talking about, you know, unconscious, unproductive thought. Thought's a wonderful thing. When we're conscious, you know, that's where we find creativity, right? When we're performing art, music, things of that nature, we're just in the moment and it's flowing. So Eckhart Tolle teaches what he refers to as portals to presence, as ways to step out of thought. I think I mentioned this last time. I relate best to stepping out of thought than I do to like trying to stop thought or control thought. So stepping out of thought is just simply allowing it to be, allowing it, just like I said last time, just seeing driftwood, logs floating down a river as your thoughts, just allowing it to be, and instead of diving in and grabbing a hold of them and, you know, going down the rapids for a mile, just acknowledge them and let them be. Or clouds, just seeing them, being aware of them. So these portals of presence that Eckhart Tolle teaches are your breath awareness, your inner body energy field, and sense perceptions. And your breath awareness is probably the oldest and most practiced spiritual practice, right? And there's a lot of benefit to it, obviously. It's always there, right? Everywhere you go. We all probably do it. I don't have to teach you how to do it. Just follow the breath. That long, slow breath, feeling your abdomen expand and relax. And just being aware of your breath, because when you're aware of your breath, when you're actually following it, you're not thinking. You're just with that breath. Now, one way of doing it that I learned, I don't remember who from, but it was a trick that I found really helpful, was counting from 1 to 10 and then starting back at 1 and counting that number with each in-breath and out-breath. So I would internally count 1 all the way as I was breathing in. 1, 2, 2. And what I found was, this enabled me to know when I was taking off, because I wouldn't know what number I was at. So my first experience of doing this was, actually, I was on a drive by myself, and I did this for like 2 hours, and I just found it extremely interesting. And at first, I could barely get past 3. But what was so nice about it is it just was a gentle reminder, and my mind would come back, and I would be like, where was I? Oh, okay. 1, right? And the other thing that enabled me to do was actually watch my thoughts while I was doing this. So I could learn to keep my attention on this counting, this 1. And then, oh, there it is. And this little thought. And I would acknowledge it. And I would keep most of my attention here and remain conscious of my counting and let the thought go. And so that was a good experience for me to start experiencing these thoughts and letting them go and not hanging on to them. So that's one practice you might try. Another one is this inner energy body awareness. And this may be... this may be new to some of us, so if you want, you can join me, and I can walk you through experiencing that. So the easiest way to experience it, for most people, I think, is in our hands, okay? So if you want to hold your hands out to where they're not touching anything, you can rest them on your legs if you want, or hold them out, and then close your eyes and get in touch with your hands. And it may take a little while the first time. And it's okay if it doesn't happen, because you can come back to that. You can even wiggle your fingers if it helps. But ideally, you want to just be able to feel that without movement, placing your attention, your hands and your fingers, and feeling that. Feel that vibration, that aliveness. This is the life force that animates our bodies. It's always there. It's throughout our entire bodies, but we typically tune it out. So anytime you want, you can place your attention here. And allow your thoughts to subside. And then for those of you a little more advanced, you can move your awareness to your feet. Or keep it in your hands. Move it back to your hands. There are a lot of meditation practices that will walk you through doing this through your entire body. There are a lot of physical benefits to this as well. Healing benefits by placing your loving attention, your body. I didn't want to leave. So the other one is a heightened sense of your senses. So hearing, seeing, feeling, tasting, touching, that sort of thing. And I know I heard one spiritual teacher, I think it was Wallace Wattles, who said for him it was sound. He could just instantly stop, close his eyes and listen and stop thinking. I find that a little bit harder because I haven't trained my brain well enough to not want to identify the sound. But this morning it was awesome. This morning I was really enjoying doing that here because I was hearing the joy and I was hearing music and I was hearing conversations and I was hearing movement. And so in that moment, it enabled me to just connect with that divine sound and still my mind. The one that I work find easiest for me is sight. And that you may notice, I think last time I did it probably more than today, but I'll just look around, casually look. Again, not thinking. The nice thing about this is it literally takes your brain about 1 to 2 seconds to engage when you feed it new data. So as you look around, and I encourage you to try this now, just look around at different things, just casually, and just for a second or so, place it on things. Sometimes you don't have to move your head that much because you got a lot of different things to look at. And you'll find in that experience, once again, free of thought. Stepping out of thought creates gaps, right, between the thought. Again, that's Wayne Dyer used to talk about this a lot. That's where God resides. Now, obviously, God resides everywhere, always. But that's where we get in touch with that, is the gaps between the thoughts. So these practices enable us to increase the gaps, create them more frequently, remember to step out of the drama, the stuff, the human experience, the chaos on the screen, right? And that comes from practice, comes from setting the intention. Another element that we can't ignore with this work is acceptance. That's a hot button for a lot of people, right? Just the word acceptance. Well, I'm not. And in this context, we're not talking about condoning behavior. We're simply talking about accepting the fact that it is. It happened or is happening. So if you can't accept the fact that it is or did happen, you can't access this awareness, this peace and happiness. So acceptance is a little bit more involved to go into in this time slot. I might have to come back and talk about awakening again. Yeah. So interestingly enough, Janine came home yesterday afternoon and she said, you know, this acceptance stuff, it's not a one and done kind of thing. She said, I just had this wonderful experience, and she actually agreed to share this with us today. But she said, I just had this wonderful experience, challenging experience in what I was doing, and it required me to accept, to find a little peace, and then accept again to find a little peace. So, when it's happening, this thing that we're having a hard time accepting, it is because here's the present moment and it's rolling through, right? It's rolling through the present moment. So you're either accepting it or you're resisting it, and you accept, and then here comes more of it. You resist or you accept. So anyway, Janine, would you like to share that experience with us?
Okay. So each of us look at things a little differently. I call her the roommate in my head. I do a lot of work with A Course in Miracles, and it's a constant work in progress. But yesterday, I went and treated myself to a wonderful pedicure that I had made an appointment at downtown. And I parked. I even was able to use the app for parking. I was very proud of myself. It was good. And I walked in, and it was absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. I didn't think to ask, and they neglected to tell me that it was the wine and chocolate day. And there was like 100 people in the walkway, so I'm like there an hour early, giving myself this peace and this wonderful time, and it was just like, oh my gosh. So it was quite the ordeal to get to where I needed to be. And I go into, finally go into their little sanctuary area, and I'm sitting there just giving myself the honor of being. Turned my phone off. I'm just there to treat myself. And I rest my head against the wall. And I hear nothing but chatter from people in the hallway that is constantly interrupting my peace. And they're laughing, and they're having fun because they're drinking and they're eating chocolate. I'm like, oh, okay, back center. Back center. I'm here to just relax. I believe I did that at least 20, 30, 40 times. And it was a constant, constant practice of not letting them come into my brain to take away my joy of being where I was at. So yes, I came home yesterday relaxed. I'm not quite sure that I'll go back. I'm going to try not to pass judgment yet, but it was. And even though my toes look great and we're going to the beach in a week, I'm like, okay. It was an opportunity for a lot of patience, let me say that. So thank you.
So that is a great example of the awakening cycle, which is what we go through when we do this practice, right? We intentionally step out of thought, but we find ourselves in that place of peace. And then next thing you know, we catch ourselves chattering away. And then we go, okay, I kind of like that peace. I'm going to go back to the space of peace. And then we catch ourselves chattering away. So it's not just in these moments, it's in everyday life. But the real thing that I was grateful for was your spiritual practice and just being able to even have that option. Because it wasn't that long ago, speaking for myself, probably yourself, you would tell that person there how wrong they were. Why didn't you tell me? You could have, you know, and you get yourself all worked up. But instead, you find that peace. And then you're interrupted, then you find that peace. So anyway, another quick story. She's not here, so I can tell a story on her. This is a great example of awakening, and this is my dear friend Nancy Nelson Waltz, who we all love, right? And she's one of the most giving, kindest, wonderful people. Her and Lauren took us under their wing when we moved here 17 years ago. We've been good friends ever since. So New Year's Eve, we were playing games with friends at a friend's house. And Nancy at times has a tendency to what's a nice way of saying being controlling? Helpful. Okay. She can be overly helpful sometimes. And she does this out of love. And she does it because she truly wants everybody to have a good experience. And we always do when we're with her. But sometimes she's just like, you could sit over here. If this person did this, you could put this over here. And this. And usually we're good enough friends. I'll be like, Nancy, chill. It's okay. But this particular night, some of that stuff was going on. I think I was up doing Pictionary, and she was trying to move me around. Mark, if you stand on this side of the chart, these people over here can see the board, and they can do all this. And I'm just being calm, not saying anything. And out of nowhere, I hear Nancy shout, "Shut up, Nancy, you're not in charge." I didn't say that. Nancy said that. I busted up. That was the funniest thing I think I'd ever heard. I laughed about that for days. I thought that was so funny. In the moment, it didn't dawn on me, but later it dawned on me what that was. That was Nancy being conscious of her unconsciousness. Being that conscious self and going, little Nancy, chill out. So that's, again, what spiritual practice does. Nancy's been a member of this community, I think, for 30 years and others before that. So anyway, those are examples of applying this sort of thing in real life. The beauty of it is, as we awaken, anytime we step into that space of awareness, we're no longer looking at things through this limited lens, this small, separate self that feels isolated and fearful and anxious, I guess, most of the time. Instead, we become open-minded, aware, and we see the world, we see ourselves, we see others as we truly are. Divine, whole, complete, and intimately connected with all it is. So, that's awakening. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you, Mark. Loved it.
God, you are every mountain. God, you are every ocean. God, you are every canyon, every inch of earth and sky. God, you are every morning. God, you are every midnight. God, you are every moment, every second of my life. Everything I see, everything I do, everything I am is you. Everything below, everything I know is you. see.